So today is Erev Rosh Hashanah.
No.
That's really? What I'm telling you.
Wow.
Just in case you didn't realize. And then you might have to.
I was confused, me and the Satan, you know.
You might have to cancel your trip if you didn't realize it was Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why today we won't be blowing shofar.
That's correct.
Because it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. One of the things we do to confuse the Satan. What are the other two? Jeff?
Oh, we don't announce the new month.
We forgot to do Birkas HaChodesh.
Yes.
At least yesterday, it's not that we forgot. It's a forgetting was the right thing.
Yes, yes.
So that you weren't supposed to bench Rosh Chodesh yesterday. Mm-hmm. You don't want to warn the Satan that it's coming.
Yeah.
And?
That was something else.
And blowing the different tekiyas that the Gemara talks about, even though there are only 9 or 30 min HaTorah, but to blow the tekiyas to Miyushav and tekiyas to Umu, we do a lot of tekiyas, I guess to confuse him. I guess the once he hears some, then he leaves and doesn't realize there are more, whatever.
He's too late. He's Rosh Hashanah and he's here, you know?
Yeah, but he's not here for the Gemara din. He's not there for the end. So,
yes.
So that's a discussion. So one of the minhagim, you know, we have, as usual, we have Slichos and Erev Rosh Hashanah, a little longer than the rest of the week, the past week, and also the longest Slichos we're going to have, well, definitely all year, because it is the last day, but all year going back the whole year, because we, even though they're longer during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, not as long as Erev Rosh Hashanah. In fact, we have a very short Slichas Erev Yom Kippur. We, even though some have a long Slichas Erev Yom Kippur, the different places that have, it has to do with if you view Erev Yom Kippur as a Yontif or not. But Gomais our meaning is we have a long like Erev Rosh Hashanah like this morning. And if it's only 45 minutes, it won't be so bad. It won't be as long. But Erev Rosh Hashanah is the long one, and then we have a shorter one, Erev Yom Kippur. Among the different minhagim as well, that we, some have a minig to go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Well, some have a minig to go to the mikvah every day, among some chassidim. But in terms of being brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, really I think the only day brought down is Erev Yom Kippur, which is next week. But there's a strong minig that people go, because Rosh Hashanah is part of the Yom Noram, the beginning of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, so many have a minig to go Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. That's my minig. So many people go to the mikvah today as well. For those who don't go all year round, the many who go today, and as well, will be, I guess it will be next Wednesday, next Tuesday, Erev Yom Kippur. And then we make some changes in the davening. What do we change in the davening? Not today, but what do we change in the davening today? Today we have it?
Today, you mean?
No, I don't mean today, but if you ask today, I'll ask, what are you changing today?
That's what I'm saying. What
but not today. I'm talking about Aseret Yemei Teshuva.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're saying, we add Shir Hamalos, you're saying, before Yishtabach. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, what else? One of the main changes, by main changes, that means one we have to be concerned about, that if we don't change, we have to repeat. Normally we say the third bracha is Akel HaKadosh, but during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, starting on Rosh Hashanah, we switch to the words HaMelech HaKadosh.
Already today, an Erev Rosh Hashanah.
No, we changed tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. As well, there's another one. We also, Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, we changed to HaMelech HaMishpat.
Yes.
The good news is, if you're Ashkenaz, you don't go back. If you said Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, you wouldn't have to go back, because You're already mentioning Malchus, so it's okay, b'di'evid. The only one we paskin you have to go back for is if you insert the words, you keep the words Akel HaKadosh instead of changing it to Amelach HaKadosh, then the halacha is one would have to go back. If you remember, after you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you have to go back and repeat the whole thing. If you remember Toch Kedei Dibur, as they say, the time it says, they say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So then, if you remember like right away, you could just go back and insert it. But if you have a long enough gap, so you have to go back and start all over again. There's one exception to the rule. When can I say, not that I can, but if one did say HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, when would they not go back? I'm talking about during in Aseret Shemei Tshuva. I don't mean today or any other day. So the Chai Adam quotes from Rav Abba Pasala, I think it was a Dayan of Vilna, that he wants to claim tonight, Leil Rosh Hashanah. If one mistakenly inserts, mistakenly continues to say HaKel HaKadosh and HaMelech, he claims you don't have to go back. Because he claims the din doesn't begin, or they give reasons why, that the din doesn't be given till the next morning. Right. That the din, because we don't have, some say because Ayim HaKadosh has a Chodesh Balayla, it's like by Myrav, if you forget Yael over Yav, you don't have to go back. Others say same thing here. Others say it's not the same because you'd hear you davening a Yentiv Shmoneh Esrei. But the bottom line is, according to Rav Abba Pasuk and others, that if one said HaKel HaKadosh tonight instead of Melech HaKadosh, you wouldn't have to go back. So if you're a the briskers don't go for it. If you're a brisker, then you probably got to go back tonight. But if you're not a brisker, you're okay. B'di'evid, today it probably won't happen if you take out a regular sitter. Like if you have a magzer, then you're not likely, assuming you're just doing it by heart, because you'll see the words. But since Rosh Hashanah, you really can use a regular sitter. They have enough info to get you by. It's the regular Meir of Avyantiv with a little, tikku. And then they usually have in the back of the sitter Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. So then, but even then you should make a mistake. If it's Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, they should have it. But in case someone makes a mistake, so tonight there's what to rely on. You will not have to go back. But starting Monday morning, if you inserted HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, one would have to repeat. Speaking about greetings, what's the appropriate greeting tonight? What do people say after davening tonight? L'shana Tova? Right, Tikasev, Tikasev, Gal Tov Chayim Tov. Yes, there's different, but the main part is what people say is, and it says, Tikasev, Tikasev, you shall be written up and you shall be stamped and sealed. That's not so simple. It is simple, that is Alaminic. It's not so simple that it agrees with everyone, because the Gemara tells us in many places, but the Gemara at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah tells us there are different types of New Year's. So we're familiar with the New Year of Rosh Hashanah, like tonight. But there are New Year's for other things. Like other times, there's New Year's for trees, New Year's for the water, we're Nidon on other things. When it comes to the world, we're Nidon Rosh Hashanah. So we know. So there's a Chazal tell us there's a difference between Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim. So it says Tzadikim, righteous people, are written up right away on Rosh Hashanah. La'alto Chayim, we close up shop. Wicked people we close up shop also. They're written up not L'chayim. And Beinonim and the average person, Toleva Omdin, they're hanging around until it starts off on Rosh Hashanah, but we don't complete the Gemara Din until Yom Kippur. So the Toleva Omdin, they're waiting on what they do during Aseret Shemei Tshuva. That's the Chazal. So the way the Ran learns the Gemara is, Tzadikim are written up and stamped L'chaim in the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And Tosis says, I can't mean that. How can it be written up L'alto L'chaim? You mean there aren't any years that, if that was the case, tzaddikim would never die during the year? Like, what does that mean? Like, the Chafetz Chaim died, we saw some amount of people die, so what does it mean? If you're written up, Lialto Chaim, you're written and stamped on Rosh Hashanah, then how would anyone, any tzaddik would never die during the year? I guess the time before he stamped, maybe on Rosh Hashanah, you should have a lot of tzaddikim dying, but that's not happening either. Tosha says, no, that's not what it means. It says, it's talking about Olam Haba. It doesn't mean literally. Of course, tzaddikim aren't written down and stamped now for the whole year. There's no guarantee. No one ever has a guarantee they're going to live the year. It means Olam Haba. And apparently, according to Tosfos, and this is the Vilna Gaon sheet as well, every year your Olam Haba gets reevaluated. That's what it means. Oh. That it's nechtam and nechtam. It doesn't mean it's not guaranteed you're living the year. That's the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ram. So Alaminig seems to go with the Ram because we say in the greetings that it's nechtav and nechtam, l'chayim tov l'alta. So,
excuse me, what does l'alta mean?
L'alta means right away. Like by Borer, you got to separate things right away, l'alta.
That's
one of the conditions, you know, ocho mitochap, so less eating, you got to take the good from the bad. You got to do a biyad with your hand. You can't use a utensil, a strain to separate with, and we out there right away. We're talking about the prohibition of selecting on Shabbos, so therefore those are the three conditions you need that it's okay. That you take the good from the bad, you use your hand to separate, not some like spray strainer, and you do it right away. So it's the same thing here. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says in Tosa. They wouldn't make that greeting tonight. The Minhag Yisrael is to do it, but because they say you nechta v'nechtam. And then they point out that there's a Meshech Chochma on the Pasuk. He seems to also go with the Ran. Ki chok yisrahu mishpat lo ke Yaakov. It says that it's a chok for Yisrael, and it's a mishpat for ke Yaakov. What do you mean it's a chok, and what do you mean it's a mish? What do you mean it's a chok for Yisrael, and a mishpat lo ke Yaakov? So, number one, the Gemara tells us, chok means Chilas Hadin, the beginning of judgment. Mishpat means Sof Hadin, the end of judgment. And the Meshech Chochma explains that when the Torah uses the terms Yaakov and Yisrael, they're the same people, but they use them in different contexts. When we talk about Yaakov, it's like the father of the kids. You know, he's right. The father of the Yud Bei Shvatim. When we talk about Yisrael, he's more the father of Klal Yisrael. It's used in a totally different sense. So Yaakov is a lower level. When we talk about Yaakov, he's the individual. Yitzchak is the one.
Yisrael.
So therefore he points out that so when we say Yisrael, we mean Tzaddikim, Gemurim. And when we say Yaakov, we don't mean literally Yaakov, we mean the average person, that the person on the lower level. So the Meshech Chochma says that's the pshat in the pasuk, like Chazal, ki chok Yisrael, that for tzaddikim, then nechtava nechtamim l'chayim. Meshech Chochma is going with the Ran, not like the Gra and Tosfos. He says no, that's the pshat. Ki chok Yisrael Mishra Yaakov, the tzaddikim gemurim, they're written up and they're nechtam l'chayim right away, but the Yaakov, the Beinoni, so mishpal ke Yaakov, it's only the Gemara din doesn't happen until later. The Gemara din doesn't happen, that's only for Yisrael, but for Yaakov it doesn't happen until later. So that's why, but the minhag Yisrael is to have that type of, you know, we say Ksiva v'chasim atova, so that the minhag seems to go with the Ran, not with Tosis, that, not like the Vilna Gaon, because even though it's Akasha, like what do you mean, these people go ahead, you know, even though the minhag is we say Ksiva v'chasim atova, you've written up and stamped l'chayim. So that seems to be the minhag, but that depends on this major machlokas rishonim between Tosis and Ran on whether we say, no one could actually say tzaddik of a guarantee, because if you look around, it's not true. So, but whatever that means, the written up l'chayim, whatever l'chayim means, so it doesn't mean literally life, because they're the ones who die.
Chayim olam, chayim olam.
Yeah, that's what the Tosus says. That's what it means. But the question is, what does Duran mean? So he'll also have to admit there's an exception to the rule because there are people. Unless you want to, you can't claim everyone who died wasn't a tzaddik. That maybe some years will be it's easier claim, but other years it's more difficult to claim that. So yeah, but that's anyway. That's the meaning you saw. That's the greeting ksiva. You know, v'chasima tova that we say.
Okay, so
it should be written.
What is the greeting?
Ksiva.
Ksiva.
V'chasima.
V'chatima.
Chasima means stamped, closed. Tova.
V'chatima.
Tova.
Tova.
You should have a good year.
And then what about those part?
You know, they go, it's in the Majid.
Oh, some do the rest.
No, yeah, it's in, what's in the Majid. Yalto, Chayim, Tovim, we'll show them something. It's in the, it'll be in your Siddur, in your Magzer tonight.
Okay, thank you.
But that's if they have
thank
something
you.
Like that, yeah, along
right.
the.
Thank you, and I wish you good.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be seeing you. Huh?
Well, I hope we won't be seeing you.